Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrub. The King G. Triple M rocks footy.
I've been looking forward to this all afternoon. All afternoon I've been looking forward to having a chat to one of our all-time favourites. I'm, of course, talking about Aaron Woods. Woodsy, g'day.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Very, very well, thank you. All right, paint the picture. Where are you? You've come back from Queensland. You at home, feet up, baby on the chest. What's going on?
Feet up, I wish. Mrs. When she was in lockdown up there, she thought of 10,000 jobs for me to do at home.
So, are you qualified for any busy. Of them?
None at all. Just do me best.
Well, hey, Woodsy, what was the plan, mate? Because you weren't tempted. Did you stay up there a little bit longer? Were you going to stay further in Queensland, obviously, with the lockdown back here, or are you keen to come home with the little one and settle back into normal life?
Nah, girls, look, we weren't too sure because we only really had... So we obviously had our daughter Coco, and I left the next day, and then Sarah ended up coming up 3 or 4 days later. So the little one's just been sleeping out of her pram for the last 8 weeks, so we didn't have too much up there for her. So Sarah wanted to just sort of... We spoke about it. We're keen on staying, but... We've been living in a hotel room for the last 8 weeks and it was pretty boring, so we wanted to just get back to our place, and we obviously knew it was in lockdown, but we just love being home. We're home people.
How are you going with two now, Woodsy? You got your hands full?
Far out, Reedy. It's a lot harder than one, isn't it, mate? I reckon the little fella, the eldest, has got worse because he knows that I can't chase him everywhere when I got the girl in my hand, so he's got more cheekier. And the thing that didn't help as well, the boys are just feeding him chocolates while we're away, so he's being a madman.
He's a good age, though, isn't he? Is he two?
Oh, terrible twos, right? It's a great age.
It's a good age to start to talk.
And excellent. Especially with a sugar hit every now and then. That really does.
Every now and then, it was every morning.
How was that, Woodsy, up there with, you know, the little team communities and families and so forth in camp for that long periods?
Oh, look, girls, it was a bit weird at the start because we had, obviously, Tigers, Dragons and the referees with us at the start. And, you know, that's when we were at the full hard lockdown quarantine. So, and the refs, you know, mate, they're probably the most untidiest people I've ever seen. They refused to pick their plates up. So we had to give them a few lessons in manners while we're up there. But other than that, mate, you know, we probably had one weird week was when we played against the Tigers. We had to travel up on the same plane, you know, obviously play against them at Rockhampton and then travel back. So that was a little bit awkward. But other than that, mate, all the boys were really good. You know, they knew we were up there and the reason we're up there for. So, we met a lot of their families, and you see a different side of them, you know, away from the footy field, and it's pretty cool.
So by halftime in the Titans game, given that they had to win by 11-plus to knock you guys out of the eight, had the first shandy come out because I think they were already well on the way?
I was probably four deep by then, Tony. look, mate, the Warriors started off really good, actually, but they bombed the try the first set, and that was probably all they had for the whole match, and then Titans went bang, bang, bang. So... we pretty much knew our fate, you know. That's what happens when you leave in another side. So, look, the beers went down quite well, but it was obviously disappointing. Same side of it knocked out.
What about the games this weekend, Woodsy? Your old mate David Clemmer, you've spoken to him this week about Newcastle and Parra.
Yeah, mate, he's pretty fired up, but I think he's touch and go. He had a bit of a rib problem last week. Got hit against the Brisbane. You know, I'll give it to him. I reckon they took it a little bit too light on against those blokes. Those young Broncos pack, they go really well, so... but honestly, he's fired up for a big game if he can get past the fitness test. But, you know, I think Parramatta are a dangerous side. Look, they've hit some form the last few weeks. Obviously, last week they rested a lot of players. But, you know, the likes of Junior Paulo and Mitch Moses, they're starting to hit some form. And getting Campbell Gillard back tonight is going to really help them. But I think the game I'm looking forward to is the Penrith-South game. That's going to be enormous.
What do you like about that? What do you like about that forward matchup in that game, Woodsy?
Oh, mate, I just love it. You've got all the informed Panthers players. They've been playing some enormous footy all year, probably for the last 2 years, to be honest with you. And then I'd really love to be seeing Latrell Mitchell at the back, but obviously, you know, he got suspended a few weeks back. But and they're both a really mobile pack. And, you know, I think whichever pack goes forward and gets the quick play balls, the either side hooker is going to really dominate the game.
And how good is Wayne Bennett at lighting the fuse on a game of football?
Oh, it's unreal. You want to see that. It's the best thing about footy, you know. The referees sort of... We even noticed the last couple of weeks, they put the whistle in the back pocket. There's not as many penalties, six again. So that's about time they get put on notice.
Were you surprised of last night's result at all, the Storm and the Seagulls?
Not at all. You know, Melbourne have sort of just been building for that. They've played it really smart the last probably 4 or 5 weeks, Gerds, with resting their big guns. You know, we got a taste of Solomona back first week back against us. They were all raring to go. And, you know, talking to a couple of the boys afterwards, they all felt fresh. The only thing I was probably worried about was Cameron Munster's knee because, you know, I've seen all the stitches in it before the game and how good of a player he is. But it showed you last night how good they really are. And, you know, all this talk was about Turbo, but geez, don't they know how to nullify one big player every time?
Mate, the word is on the street that you're going to wait until February before you agree to a new deal so you miss the next preseason. How true is that?
Mate, you know, they don't call me silly. So, you know, I know how to use it, mate. It's good weather in this time of year, so I might get to sit and relax by the pool and see how the other boys go with all the photos on Instagram of the clubs.
What's the latest, Woodsy? Come on, give us a lowdown. Must be something cooking.
Not much. Not much yet, not much yet. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks it should be all sorted. So
that sounds like you've got something. There's something happening.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll be the first one to know.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I won't tell Reedy, but I'll tell the boys.
Oh, mail. I need mail, Woodsy. Something.
No, nothing for you, Jubler.
How was it in terms of, you know, missing out in the eight is one thing, but you've been with that club for a while now. How was the kind of farewells as you left from them? The Sharkies?
Yeah, it was quite disappointing, Tony. You know, obviously, not making the eight. You know, it was hard. We lost a few of the boys while we were up there. Sean Johnson, Royce Hunt. Obviously, Shawnee got released early. Dugas didn't come away. Wado didn't come. So it was sort of, it was a bit of a disappointment in the end because we didn't have all the boys there. But look, when we got to have a few beers at the end of it, you know, it was good to just wind the boys up. And we also had our awards ceremony up there on the I think it was the Monday after we did find out we got knocked out. So we got to enjoy, you know, Will Kennedy killed it for us this year, so he collected all the awards. So and then after that we just had a big chat, and I just thanked everyone from, you know, the club, the staff, the performance staff, people back in Sydney. Just, you know, mate, they're all doing such a good job. It's a real hard time at the moment. You know, we didn't get to bring everybody up, especially including our, you know, our staff that work so hard behind the scenes. So look, it's, you know, for me, it was just so happy, but it was also a bit of a relief because we get to come home now and, you know, you're not living in such a weird circumstance up there, but you come back here, it's a bit different too.
Woods, you've got a bit of time in your hands now. I just got a message from Mick Chamis. He raised a good point. Maybe you can use that time to improve your play on FIFA because you weren't much good at it from memory. Is that, you're going to...
You're kidding, still... Reddy. You know I flogged you, but, mate, I've moved on. I've got kids now. Chamis needs to grow up.
Hey,
he needs to start getting his stories right too.
Hey, Woodsy, I'd imagine there'd be a fair bit of excitement around the old joint, though, with Fitzy coming in next year, and I think Josh Hannay is going to stay on. And what have you made of what Josh has been able to put together at the back end of the year? It was a pretty difficult start for him, but how do you think he sort of progressed through the year?
I thought he did an unreal job, Gerds. Just, you know, we obviously, when he first took over, I think we lost five on the trot for him. It was quite disappointing, and we're coming about 13th, 14th, and then, you know, we trained really hard under him. He's such a, you know where you stand. There's no bullshit with him. You know where you are and you know what you do to fix yourself. So that was probably the best thing with him. And, you know, we just kept building over the year. And, you know, we got lucky to put ourselves in a position to push for the eight. But it was pretty, you know, disappointing not to make it. But there's so many positives for Cronulla next year. You know, obviously Fitzy's coming in. They're bringing Steve Price on the coaching staff. He was at the club a couple of years ago and all the boys have got a massive rap on him. They've got some really good players coming next year. Cameron McInnes, Dale Finucane, Nico Hines, who both of them played last night. So the club's in a really good spot. They've got some new performance people heading in there as well. I don't know who they are, but they've employed some new ones. But and they get to play at Shark Park next year, so they're not playing out of Cogra Jubilee, which is a massive bonus for the club. So all the signs are moving in the right direction.
Well, do you win the comp?
I think Melbourne last night. I was telling people the winner of last night's game, I think, win the comp because I think tonight's game, Penrith and South, obviously the winner gets a week off, but then they've got to play Manly, and I think Manly will be raring for that game, and that'll be a massive prelim final.
All right, but you've got the Storm getting the money overall.
I think Storm will get the chocolate to the end.
Woodsy, you mentioned Josh Dugan, and we spoke to him about him a little earlier in the show. His Instagram post, his career being over, I thought he did a terrific job given all the, you know, the difficult circumstances. There was no kind of edge of bitterness to it whatsoever. It was a really nice way for him to say goodbye.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Dugan has had some, you know, obviously he's had some problems in the past that he's been through. And, you know, I think he's come of age a bit. He's learned how to deal with them now. Obviously, he stuffed up a couple of weeks back, but... you know, to his credit, he just took it on the chin. I think he's moving forward into, he wants to move into sort of a well-being role. He's been doing a lot of that stuff behind the scenes with mental health. So he'll be right once he retires. But you know, it was disappointing that couldn't take him up there. But yeah, just wish we could have been around him and enjoyed it. You know, when we knew he was retiring. So it's probably for himself. It's probably not the way he wanted to end, but he just took it on the chin and just moved on with it.
Woodsy, we've got 4 or 5 weeks more of lockdown, supposedly. First thing you're going to do when we get out of lockdown?
Oh, no doubt, let's go to the pub and have a beer.
It's the correct answer. It's the correct answer.
No doubt, that's the first thing. I've been talking to my mates, just can't wait to grab a beer with them.
Is it? Yeah. In terms of that, I mean, obviously you kind of have to, as a footy team, you resist a lot of temptations in that regard all season long anyway. But are those kinds of things that do you feel like you've missed out on over the last couple of years? It must have been tough.
Yeah, definitely. Especially last year, Tony. Like, we were in the bubble. It was really strict. In Brisbane, look, we could do a lot of things. We could go to coffee shops, everything. The only thing we couldn't go to was sort of nightclubs and pubs, so anything that you could eat out of we're allowed to go to. So up there it wasn't too bad after the first 2 to 3 weeks, but last year was quite tough because we couldn't even sit and eat inside a cafe or anything when everyone else could. So you do feel like you missed out on a bit, and you know, I missed out on a lot of parties with my mates. You know, a lot of them turned 30 last year. We weren't obviously allowed to go, and just love being around the boys. Just love the banter, the shit chat around them. It's nothing better.
You're a social animal, aren't you?
I'd love to open a coffee shop at the end of my career just to talk crap with people every day.
Speaking of talking crap, Woodsy, you played with Billy Slater. He's obviously sounds like he's going to be named Queensland coach. What are your thoughts?
So when we were in the Aussie squad, when I first got to know him, I didn't realise how smart he was, mate. He's actually, him and sort of Cooper Cronk ran our video sessions, and then Cameron Smith would chime in. You know, I always said to Tedesco, I was spewing that he missed out on the World Cup squad, to see how thorough and, you know, strict he is with his preparation, how he is around training. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I think if anyone could do it, I reckon it would be Billy. His attention to detail with everything is second to none. And probably the hardest thing in that level of footy is you don't need to really coach the blokes. You just need to get him running through a brick wall.
I think also, Woodsy, you talk about, you know, his preparation and how methodical he is. You've got to get the balance right at that level too. And as a young coach, you come in there, and just because that works for you, but you've got characters like, you know, Harry Grant and Cam Munster, you need to make sure you have the experience in management of people, be able to give those guys what they need in that environment as well to get the best out of them.
Yeah, spot on, Gers. And I think that's what Freddie does so well. You know, he's obviously got Fitzy and Bedsy in there. They do a lot of the tactical and Brandy. Whereas Freddie's got that real good knack of knowing how to drive people. Obviously, like, we're similar to Queensland. You know, we've got lunatics in our side, but, you know, you've got blokes like Tarek Sims who they're a bit, you know, free spirit. And then you've got Dale Finucane who's straight and narrow. So, you've got to know how to work the personalities, and that's the biggest thing in Origin. You know, when I was in there, we had a lot of lunatics, you know, Blake Ferguson, Dukes, then you had a lot of stiffs, Ryan Hoffman.
You
know what I mean?
You didn't have to think too long about that, did you?
Aaron Woods.
Exactly.
Mate, it's great to talk to you. Let's catch up again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, appreciate it.
See you, Woodsy. Enjoy your off-season, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. There is Aaron Woods. We come back.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.